And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The governor's race is taking shape as State Treasurer John Schroeder has become the second announced major candidate to throw his hat into the ring after Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser decided not to run. Schroeder now joins Attorney General Jeff Landry as the only two declared candidates with statewide name recognition. He says, unlike Landry, he'll have an open ear to all ideas if elected. New Orleans police have made an arrest in the Christmas night mass shooting that killed two and it injured four. A Crime Stoppers tip led to the capture of 19-year-old Elijah Williams, who's now charged with murder and attempted murder. No bond has been set. For the first time in 15 years, the American Academy of Pediatrics has issued new guidelines to help obese children. Dr. Amanda Stiano with LSU's Pennington Biomedical Research Center says the watchful waiting approach to see if a child matures to an appropriate weight has now been revised.
We reviewed over 16,000 studies and found that the best approach is a more intense approach to give families tools right away that they can use to lose weight.
Tools like nutritional counseling, a healthy sleep program, and more physical activity. And for some obese kids, that includes medication and weight loss surgery. Stiano says that guidelines begin as early as age 2, and the sooner they address a child's weight issues, the better.
There are different recommendations based on that child's weight and age on what's appropriate for the child. Doctors are working with families to make sure that that child's home and school environment is promoting healthier behaviors.
The new guidelines recommended both children and adolescents be offered intensive treatment. And the doctor says once they are teenagers, they're eligible for FDA-approved medication and weight loss surgery. Under the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies are expected to cover the treatment guidelines.